Today is Labor Day, and joining us right now with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummey of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummey, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's always my pleasure, Dan.
So how did this holiday come about in the first place?
Well, it's in the 1880s, early labor unions started having parades on September 1st in the early fall. There was a tradition in Europe, essentially, and here in the United States, of labor activity around May Day, May 1st. But this effort to put this a celebration in the fall, so because the May Day events were associated with labor unrest and political strikes. So here in Massachusetts in 1887, very early in making this a formal holiday, they created Labor's Holiday, which is the official name here, and it's celebrated on the first Monday in September, which means it's our first Monday holiday that isn't on a specific date. It doesn't, it's not a commemoration of a specific celebration of the everyday work of most Americans.
And I understand that it was actually a railway strike that played a role in President Cleveland declaring it an official holiday.
Yes, that's going from the state level. In fact, the reason why it's probably here in September in the 1880s as a state holiday is because of terrible violence in Chicago, the Haymarket bombing the year before in 1886. And then a few years later, in the 1890s, there again was a very large Pullman strike, the company that made railroad cars, again associated with Chicago, and the violence associated with that moved the government to make this a national holiday, again in the fall, and essentially make it universal and not associated specifically with union activity, but make it a day of rest, a universal day of rest, rather than a day for events. Labor unions have often had parades. In fact, here in Massachusetts, the theme was it was a day for education, finding out about labor unions, and then for recreation.
And now it's known as the unofficial end of summer.
Yes, that's an interesting thing, too, because we think of the school year starting in September, but, of course, in the 19th century, children in a still largely agricultural country, children, if they went to school at all, and this is before child labor laws, so many very young children were already working, children went to school essentially when there was not a large amount of work to do in agriculture. So the school year was arranged to fit around the agricultural year. But we think of it now as we're at the end of summer and the beginning of the school year and a return to more normal activity.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it. And happy Labor Day.
And you too. This is your education. Now you can have your recreation.
There you go. Thank you so much. Peter Drummey, Massachusetts Historical Society.